being at 45 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST Newsroom. A very ambitious project will go before the City of Santa Rosa's Design Review Board meeting tonight. Developers are hoping to build almost 800 housing units on a 35-acre parcel sandwiched between Lance Drive and Guerneville Road. It would include 672 apartments, 100 single-story or single-family residences, retail, parking, a clubhouse, and pools. Supporters note its location close to Cottingtown, schools, and the SMART train. Opponents say the scope is too big. Lance Drive is a narrow residential street, and traffic on Guerneville Road is already impacted. The Santa Rosa Police Department is trying a new tactic to try and locate missing people. They are turning to Facebook. The department is now posting information about individuals and their last known locations in the hopes that someone out there might have seen them and can help locate missing loved ones. So far, they've uploaded the profiles of 5 people considered missing. You can view them on the police department's Facebook page. Old Adobe Preschool in downtown Sonoma needs help. $40,000 worth of help, or it may be forced to close this Friday. According to the Index Tribune, the school needs to pay payroll taxes, teacher salaries, and without an influx of cash, it will run out of money and be forced to cease operations. The school has about 30 students and has been in operation since 1980. The Federal Aviation Administration announced Wednesday it approved an inspection procedure for the grounded Boeing 737 MAX 9 aircraft, paving the way for planes to come back into service after nearly 3 weeks on the ground. United Airlines said it is targeting the MAX 9's return to the skies on Sunday. The FAA ordered 171 of the jets out of the skies until inspections could be performed on their mid-cabin door plugs, one of which was installed improperly and ripped away during an Alaska Airlines flight. Amazon-owned Ring will stop allowing police departments to request doorbell camera footage from users through the Ring's Neighbors app. The company did not provide a reason for the change, which will be effective starting this week. The update is the latest restriction Ring has made to police activity on the Neighbors app, following criticism about the company's relationship with police departments across the country. Apple has rolled out an update to its operating system this week with a feature called Stolen Device Protection. It makes it a lot harder for the phone for phone thieves to access key functions and settings, and users are being urged to turn it on immediately. The software update is for iPhones and iPads. 8:03 at KZST, time for another check of Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Mirov. Good morning, Olivia. How are the roads?
Hi, good morning. CHP is en route to a crash southbound US 101 at College Avenue. There's 3 vehicles involved. There are lanes blocked. CHP is on their way, so if you are traveling through that area, please move over for emergency vehicles and slow down. Other than that, traffic is moving slowly northbound US 101 from about Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa. It's going to be slow moving there. And then on the southbound side, traffic starts at about River Road going to about Hearn Avenue. The State Route 12 interchange to US 101, traffic is very heavy in that area. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Mirab on KZST.
It's 2024 and interest rates are still high, almost everywhere. But you can still be happy. Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa is hosting a special 0% 2024 kickoff event right now. You don't have to pay a penny to the bank for the next 60 months. We have 0% APR financing on the new 2023 Kia EV6 and Niro EV. The savings are absolutely crazy, and we're just getting started. Kia shoppers, Jim Bone has the 2024 EV6 for $359 a month with just $49.99 due. Or, with just $27.99 due, drive the 2024 Kia Forte for only $219 a month. And for 2024, the absolutely incredible all-new electric SUV, the Kia EV9, is ready to reserve. Do that now and pay no dealer markup whatsoever. But you've got to get here now. These offers end January 31st. We'll see you today at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue.
Win big this January at Graton Resort and Casino. Drive home in a brand new Toyota Tundra in the $150,000 Tundra and Cash Giveaway. Saturday, January 27th. Drawings every hour, 6 to 10 p.m. Get a free entry into the up to $500,000 Good Fortune Slot Tournament. 40 winners at each tournament guaranteed. Every Thursday now through March 28th. Not yet a Graton Rewards member? Learn more at GratonResortCasino.com. Complete rules available at the Rewards Center.
From the community calendar, the Windsor Farmers Market takes place every Sunday from 9:30 to 12:30 on the Windsor Town Green. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, fans have rallied to support Buffalo Bills kicker Tyler Bass by donating more than $260,000 to the Buffalo area's 10 Lives Club Cat Shelter after he missed a game-tying 44-yard field goal attempt against Kansas City last week. Bass has two cats and first teamed with 10 Lives as part of an anti-animal cruelty campaign 2 years ago. Your forecast. Areas of thick fog out there this morning. Otherwise, we go sunny for the afternoon with low 60s. Tonight, clear early, but more fog will be around tomorrow morning. Lows in the mid-40s tomorrow. Turning cloudy through the day with low 60s. There is a chance for some showers tomorrow night into very early Saturday. We should see some clearing on Saturday afternoon. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Today is National Fish Taco Day. Legend has it that the owner of a local taco shop in the coastal beach town of San Felipe, Mexico, wrapped some battered fresh fish fillets in warm toasted tortillas and topped it with some spicy creamy sauce. And that is how the fish taco was born. It was Ralph Rubio who introduced the U.S. to fish tacos back in his college days while on spring break from San Diego State University. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Boren Tallon. KZST.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. Baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall. Gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Maybe it's all part of a plan.
101 KZST. It is 8:11, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 45 foggy degrees right now in Santa Rosa. I'm Debbie Abrams, and now a feature I call Sonoma County's The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly. First, the good, Chowder Day Bodega Bay, where you can sample local chowder at various Bodega Bay area restaurants. It is the 21st annual, 10 to 3 on Saturday. Proceeds benefit local charities. The bad, the closure of Quinoa Cocina Peruana, which is a popular Peruvian restaurant in Petaluma, said to be shutting down at the end of the month due to issues with its lease. That's Quinoa Cocina Peruana. The eatery has been there for 8 years. And finally, the ugly, the world's longest arm hair. A California woman set a Guinness record for the longest strand. It's a single piece of hair growing out of her bicep. It measured 7.24 inches long. It belongs to Macy Sutherland. And yep, the length of her arm hair just set a world record. Pulls out more than 7 inches long. There you go, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And a very special song for Macy and her record-setting 7-inch arm hair. Do not pluck. Do not pluck. Here's America and Sister Golden Hair on KZST.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, and I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Make
County's KZST. It is time to get a check on the commute. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer Olivia Miroff, who is in our Rona Park studio, and I'm pretty sure who does not have a 7-inch long arm hair. Good morning, Olivia. How's traffic?
Hi, good morning. I definitely don't have 7-inch long arm hair, but traffic is moving. We have officers on scene for a crash southbound US 101 at College. We're trying to get the road cleared there. We have an additional crash that's going to be northbound US 101 just north of Todd Road.
So if you are traveling through that area, please slow down and move over for emergency vehicles. Other than that, traffic is moving slowly on the freeway this morning. Northbound US 101 from about Golf Course Drive going into downtown Santa Rosa. Traffic is now very heavy in that area due to the crash. And then on the southbound side, same thing. Traffic is pretty heavy from River Road going into downtown Santa Rosa because of the crash at College. Remember to buckle up and drive safely. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer Olivia Marip on KZST.
It is 8:20. It is Thursday. As far as your weather goes, still very foggy conditions, a mix of sun and clouds. Today, look for temperatures in the low 60s around Sonoma County. Right now, 45 degrees at KZST.
Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Head into the new year with more peace of mind and Toyota's legendary reliability. Get to your local Toyota dealer today and shop Toyota's entire lineup of 16 hybrid and electrified vehicles to choose from. Right now, get low 1.99% APR plus $2,500 bonus cash on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit ends 1/31/24.
This week at Raley's in Nob Hill. Clip your weekly member deal online to get large packs of 3 or more pounds of Raley's 80% lean fresh ground beef for $2.97 a pound, limit 2 packs. Not a something extra member? Join for free at Raley's.com or download the Raley's app. The Y is celebrating 70 years this month. So all month long, the join fee will be just $19.54. Since 1954, the Sonoma County Family YMCA has nurtured the potential of youth and teens, improved the community's health and well-being, and provided opportunities to give back and support neighbors. The Y believes everyone, regardless of age, income, or background, should have the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. Join today online at scfymca.org.
KZST.
I'll smile, I know what it takes to fool this town. I'll do it till the sun goes down and all through the night time. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I'll tell you what you wanna hear. Keep my sunglasses on while I shed a tear. It's never the right time. Yeah, yeah.
Is 8:25, 45 degrees, foggy and overcast skies on the way around wine country. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, here's Debbie's funniest social media post of the hour.
Well, my four moods. I need coffee. I need a nap. I need a vacation. And I need duct tape, a rope, and a shovel.
Satisfied.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Thursday, January 25th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 8:29. I'm Brent Helen. We're still dealing with areas of dense fog, currently 46 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. The nonprofit Social Advocates for Youth has turned to slashing jobs in a desperate attempt to stay afloat financially. The organization announced earlier this year that they needed to raise about $1 million to stay open and mounted a campaign. It is not known how much they raised. According to the Press Democrat, about 10 employees, including the chief of operations, have been let go. At its peak, SAY had over 300 employees. They are now down to about 60. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has voted to temporarily extend a ban on removing 31 species of native trees for at least four more